We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Gimel. Inyan Tzitzis, Alpi Hamaymar Tiku Bachoydesh Shofar, Hamaschil Betchila Sefer Likutei Moran Tanina. This halacha will be based on the opening chapter of the second half of Likutei Moran, Chapter 1, Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Mitchilosei L'Soifoi. Study that entire chapter from beginning to end. It's a long chapter. It's one of the final Rosh Hashanah Shiurim that Rabbeinu Zal gave. It's about 10 pages, and it covers tremendous amount of topics and knowledge. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us some short blips here to summarize it before he goes into his discussion. Uktsas hakdomois hayotzim isham bekitzer heim. To give some brief introductions of the topics that are presented there are as follows. Rabbeinu Zal begins there by saying, Ki ish ha-Yisraeli nivra she-yeloi memsholo al hamalochim. A Jew was created to achieve authority over the angels, to rule over the angels. We saw this in last week's Parsha, where it says, Nasa odom b'tzalmenu kidmusenu, the Zohar HaKodesh and the Tikkunei Zohar, go into tremendous detail explaining the conversation that Hashem had with the angels, discussing why Hashem wanted to create man and how man's goal would be to achieve a level where he would rule over the angels. Just like we see in the case of Adam HaRishon, the Gemara tells us that the angels studied Torah at his feet. He was the one who taught the angels about Hashem, and they roasted meat for him. They served him. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains there that even when a person achieves that level, he gets to that high place, he has to be able to hold on to that position. That the angels shouldn't become jealous of him when they see that he's in front of them. He's closer to Hashem than they are. V'yirtzu l'doich v'chas shom. And they'll want to push him away. They'll want to get him out of the way. As we find in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah, the Gemara says that the angels said, Ma li'yelud isha b'neinu. How dare this earthling, this human being who was born to physical parents, come b'neinu. The word b'neinu means among us. That's how most people translate it. But the word Beinenu has another meaning. Between us. How dare Moshe Rabbeinu try to come between the angels and Hashem? Meaning he's trying to come closer to Hashem than the angels. And the Gemara says that they started shooting fire at him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned. He looked at Hashem and said, what do I do now? And the solution, when a person achieves that kind of level, and the angels are jealous of him, and they might want to harm him, the advice for that person is, Lechois bekisei kvoido yisborach, to grab onto, to hold onto the throne of Hashem. That's what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the wording in the Gemara. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Echois bekisei kvoidi, grab onto my throne, and they won't be able to harm you. Shehu Bechinas Shoroshe Neshamois Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran that what that meant was attach yourself to the roots of the Jewish souls, to the founders of the Jewish nation. Bebechinas Ma'acheis Pnei Kisei. As there's a pasuk in the Navi which says, holding on to the front of the throne or the face of the throne. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there how the Pnei refers to the tzaddikim, the great tzaddikim, that a person who's in that situation where he achieves such a high level, he goes above the angels, and the angels might want to harm him, the way that he protects himself is he has to attach himself to the leaders of the Jewish people. He has to attach himself to the roots, to the origin of the Jewish souls. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Ve'ikar, the main ones are, Heim Hamufrusomim, the major leaders of Klal Yisrael. He has to attach himself to them. They are this throne of Hashem. Shehem Iker Shoroshe Neshamois Yisrael. They are the roots of the Jewish souls. In the Sforim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, another Sforim, it compares the Jewish souls to branches or leaves on a tree. And the trunk of the tree, or the roots of the tree, are the great tzaddikim. Each tzaddik has many neshamos that are attached to him and receive through him, receive via him. So the tzaddikim, the greatest tzaddikim, are referred to by this title, Shoresh Neshamos Yisrael. They are the roots of the Jewish souls. And in fact, we find in the first story in Sipur Maaseis, Rabbi Nazal speaks about the viceroy of the king who goes on a mission to try to help the king search for the lost princess. Rabbi Nazal refers to him in that story as Sheni Lamelech, the second to the king, the assistant to the king. And the commentaries point out that the word Sheni makes up the first letters of Shoresh Neshamos Yisrael, the roots of the Jewish souls. This refers to the very great tzaddikim. However, Rabbi Nazal says over there in Likutei Moran, Ve'yesh mefursomim shel sheker. There are also false leaders, She'ikar gdulosam hurak al yidei azus, where their authority is not something that they earned or are deserving of, or that Hashem really enjoys them being in those positions of authority, but rather they've taken that power and authority through chutzpah, azus. Azus means brazenness. They've put themselves in that position. They've forced themselves into that position, even though they're not really worthy or deserving of it. And Rabbi Nazal says, now how does a Jew differentiate? How does a Jew distinguish between the mefursamim, the true mefursamim, the true tzaddikim, and those who are false? V'lozet tzrichen lebechinas binyan Yerushalayim. In order to be able to differentiate, a Jew has to be involved in building Yerushalayim. And the word Yerushalayim means Yira Sholem, in perfecting his Yira. Rabbi Nazal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that the more a person perfects his Yira, he achieves Shleimus HaYira, that will give him the ability to discern, not to be affected by the chutzpah of these false leaders, not to be taken in by them in any way, but rather to be able to differentiate between the real leaders and the false ones, and to be able to attach himself solidly to the true leaders. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there that Binyan Yerushalayim means Lesaken Shleimus Hayira Shebalev, to perfect the Yira that's based in the heart of a person. That's something inside of a person. That's not necessarily something that's so visible, the person's deep respect for Hashem. The Gemara makes a statement many times, Dovor Hamosur Lalev Nema Boy Vioresim Lekecha. There are many places in the Torah where Hashem gives us an instruction that do this or don't do this, and it says, make sure you're afraid of Hashem. So the Gemara adds right away, because this is something that people won't necessarily be able to see, and they won't be able to recognize whether you're doing this for the right reason or the wrong reason, you better watch it, because Hashem knows what's in your heart. Hashem knows what you are thinking at the time, whether your intentions are pure or impure. So we see that this Yira is something, those mitzvahs that are related to this Yira Shamayim are especially related to the heart, what's inside a person. V'zeh al yidei shemesaknin gimel hatayvois. And Rabbi Nazal shows over there in Likutei Moran, how does a Jew work? How does a Jew work on perfecting the Yira Shebalev? By fixing up the three major desires that the Yetzer Hara tries to trap a person in. Shehem Taivas Momoin, which are the desire, the improper desire for money, the desire for someone else's money, or excessive money, excessive wealth. Number two, Viachila, the desire for food, the wrong kind of desire for food, the desire for excess food or eating the wrong kind of foods, u mishagel, and the illegal, illicit desire for women, the improper desire, the unkosher desire for women. Shehem bechinas gimel mishmoro yishavi alayla. these three correspond to the three divisions of night that the Gemara speaks about in the beginning of Masechta Brachos, where it says that the night, the darkness, is split into three sections. That corresponds to these three desires, these three taivas that the Yetzer Hara tries to get a Jew to mess up in order to spoil the Yira Shebalev. When a Jew messes up in any of the areas of these three taivas, it affects, it harms the Yira Shebalev. Shekol Eilu HaGimel Taivos Mekalkalin HaYira Shebalev. When a person Chas V'Shalom acts improperly in any of these three areas, it messes up the Yira in the heart. V'Hatikun Lahem. How does a Jew strengthen himself to be able to stand up to these desires, that these desires shouldn't pull him down into the Yetzer Hara to do the wrong thing? It's through Das. It's through knowledge, intelligence, shenimshach b'sholosh regolim, which flows to us on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Shayidei zeh hadas zeichen l'sakein velotzeis mipigam gimel taivas elu. Through the special das of the three holidays, that helps a Jew escape the negative effects of these three desires, Taivas Achila, Taivas Noshim, and Taivas Momoim. V'zeh b'chinas kruei moyed anshei shem. And this is why the Torah makes an association between the holidays, moyed, and anshei Hashem, famous people, important personages. Ki gimel hataivoi sanal heim b'chinas anshei shem. Because these three desires, Rabbein Nazal shows there on the Kutim Ram, how they are referred to as these important people, Anshei Hashem. Rabbein Nazal over there on the Kutim Ram makes the connection. And through the holidays, through Kriyei Moed, by fulfilling the mitzvahs of the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, properly, and receiving the das of those three holidays, that's the antidote to these three desires. Vaideze shemesaknin gimel taivoy seilu al yidei ha-sholosh regolim shaideze nishlam ha-yir shebalev. And when a Jew is zeichet to perfect himself in the area of these three desires by keeping the three holidays properly, through which a person is zeichet to the real shlemus of the yira in the heart, aideze nivra malach shemashpi anavua. This creates an angel who feeds prophecy to the world, to the Jewish nation. Bechinas hamalach hagoy eloisi mikol ro hu yevorech es hanaorim. Rabbein Nazal over there in Likutim Ran shows where prophecy comes from. The Zohar HaKodesh speaks about it, how prophecy, certain levels of prophecy, are sent to prophets via angels specifically. And Rabbein Nazal says that by performing these tikkunim we speak about here, this is what creates the angel who is responsible for sending a flow of prophecy. And when this prophecy is flowing properly, this helps to remove the tefillah from its state of exile, from its fallen state, v'zeichin l'tfila b'shleimus, and we're zeichet to perfection of tfila, shehi b'chinas dvar Hashem. When a Jew is zeichet to perfect tfila, then his tfila is referred to as the word of Hashem. V'azai zeichin l'refua b'li shum doktorim, and when a person is zeichet to that kind of tfila, they will be able to receive their cure, their healing, without any doctors or medication. Rak al yidei dvar Hashem yecholen lisrapois bechol dover sheboilam. But rather, through the dvar Hashem alone, through tefillah alone, they'll be able to be healed from any type of illness in the world, afilu al yidei lechem umayim, even by just eating the most basic standard foods, bread and water. If the person eats bread and water, their bread and water will provide them whatever medicinal cures that a person normally would have to get through pills or medicines or vitamins, all kinds of other things. And again, each line here is a paragraph or a page in that chapter in the Kutimran. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates, explains, brings all the sources to make all of these connections. V'zeh b'chinas hisnoitetzus Moshiach. And this is like a taste, a sparkle of Moshiach. This is like an inkling of what it's going to be like when Moshiach comes. And Rabbeinu Zal expounds on that over there in Likutei Moran. Then he goes on to say, however, you should know, sheyesh gimel avoidois ro'ois hamafsidin avoidas hatfila. There are three bad kind of things that harm prayer. And just like tefillah is referred to as avoidah, avoidah shebelev, ula avdoi b'chol avavchem, so too these other things are also referred to as avoidah in a sense, avoidah zorah we'll see, and they harm, they weaken the person's tefillah. Vehem avoidah zorah, one of them is idol worship, dehainu pigam emuna, which Rabbeinu Zal explains doesn't have to be actual idol worship. Any defect, any weakening in faith is a move in the direction of idol worship. Number two, v'gilui aroyis, committing any types of sins with women, illegal relationships with women. Number three, ushfichus damim, committing any type of murder, whether it's actual murder or spilling someone's blood. Dahainu kishem vazin b'nei adam, when we insult another person, Va'ivran, and we violate the mission in Pirkei Avos, which Va'ivran al tehi boz lechol adam. We go against the mission in Pirkei Avos, which says you're not allowed to insult anybody, any person. So these are three things that challenge the tefillah, that weaken a person's prayer. Ukishayotzin mi gimel avoyde seilu, and when a Jew is zeicha to remove themselves from these three things, to remove themselves from pegam emuna, from Gili Arayis, from Pigam Abris, and from insulting anybody in any way, Zoichin Litfila. Then the person is Zoicha to real, real Tfila. V'oz Kol Hamalochim V'chol HaKichovim Tachtov. And then all the angels and all the stars and everything are all under this person's authority. He rises above all of them. All of them receive from him, because he has the Dvar Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal shows from Sukkim, B'Dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Baru Apiv Kol Tzvam. The angels and all the heavenly spheres all receive from the Dvar Hashem. So if a Jew gets to a level where his tefillah is Dvar Hashem, he's on top. Vaydezeh Yochoy Lechoy Zatzmoy B'Shoyrish Neshamas Yisrael. And then he has the ability to attach himself to the roots of the Jewish souls, which are the greatest tzaddikim, Shehem Yoitzim Mikis Yaakovoy, which come forth from the throne of Hashem, as we mentioned earlier. Va'azai, and then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, Kishe'oichezim Bebechinas Kis Yaakovoy, when somebody is holding on to the throne of Hashem, Azai Yecholen La'asais Rosh Hashanah, then that person is qualified to conduct Rosh Hashanah, to lead Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain there, Kimi shemedaber mechaveroi, because a Jew who speaks about another Jew, a Jew who starts analyzing another Jew, analyzing means judgment. I'm analyzing whether this person is good or bad, or whether they did the right thing, whether they did the wrong thing, or whether they said the right thing or said the wrong thing. Rabbeinu Zal says, Zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. The minute you do that, you're turning on Rosh Hashanah. You're activating, you're declaring today is a day of judgment. And you're going to pass judgment now. You're going to analyze this other Jew now, and you're going to try to judge whether they're good or bad or right or wrong. Shehu yoyim adedina. Rosh Hashanah is day of judgment. Kihu donis chaveroi, because this Jew is judging another Jew, v'tzorech li zoher mizeh ma'oid, and a Jew has to be extremely careful about doing that. Ki hamishpot le'elokim hu, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says judgment is Hashem's. Human beings are not qualified to judge. That's not your job. Keep back 2,000 feet. Stay out of there. The minute you see yourself talking about somebody else, red light, red light. Who am I? Do I know what's going on inside that person? Am I qualified to judge? Who? Because only Hashem is qualified and capable of judging us. Because the Torah tells us, Hashem knows how to judge everybody favorably, in a positive way. Because the Mishnah says in Pekirei Avos, Al todenes chavercho et shetagia lemekoimoi. Do not judge your friend until you are in that person's position, until you are exactly in that person's place. Which Jew is capable of entering into somebody else's place? Which Jew can put himself in that other person's shoes, in that other person's circumstances, exactly where, and then figure out, what would you have done? What would you do if you were in that person's position? The Gemara tells us a story about one of the greatest rabbis of the Gemara who once said to his students, tomorrow we're going to discuss our buddy Menashe, King Menashe. Now Menashe is documented in the history of the Jewish people as one of the worst lowlifes, idol worshiper, Russia. So the Gemara says that night Menashe came to him in a dream and said, I think you might start making preparations to die. He said, what did I do? What? He said, how dare you refer to me as your Menashe, our buddy, our friend? You are my friend? Who are you? He's saying this to one of the rabbis of the Gemara. And when he saw the rabbi's shock and surprise, he said to the rabbi, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I was an idol worshiper. If you were living during my time, they wouldn't have been able to keep up with you. You would have run so quick to the idols, nobody would be able to keep up with you. This is the statement in the Gemara as it appears. There's a lot of depth to that. There's a lot of incredible, incredible interpretation. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about that Gemara in a place in the Likutei Halachos very elaborately. But on the simplest, simplest pshat, this king was saying to him, don't you, you're judging me? You're living now with all your rabbis. If you would have been living in my time, I don't know if you would have been better than me. You might have been much worse than me. So which person can put himself in somebody else's position? Ki im hu yisporach levadai, other than only Hashem. Shehu mekoymoi shel olam. Hashem is defined as being the place of the world. One of Hashem's names is Mokoyim. So Hashem is, can put himself, knows every person's place. They know exactly where everybody's coming from. Ve'ein ho'ila mekoymoi. Hashem is the place of the world. Hashem is the domain of the world. The world is not his domain. Ve'kol echod v'yechod yesh lo'i mokoy metzlo yisporach. And each and every single person has a place by Hashem. We are all contained inside Hashem. So Hashem knows every person's place. V'alkein hu levadoi yochoy lodon esoy lamelkaschus. And that's why it's only Hashem who's capable of judging all of us properly. What's properly? In a positive way, lekaschus. In a meritorious way, finding ways to justify us, finding ways not to condemn us, not to burn us. Ki hu yisporach molei rachmim, because Hashem is full of kindness. Va'ona, and Rabbeinu Zal gives one example, one incredible example of Hashem's kindness, in what day He chose for Rosh Hashanah. Va'onu royim rachmusi yisporach b'mashe koves Rosh Hashanah imadin b'Rosh Hashanah. We see Hashem's tremendous kindness in the fact that He established the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the judgment day, on Rosh Chodesh, on the first of the month, the first day of the month of Tishrei. She'oz Hashem Yisporach bi'atzmoy mischareit kaviyochol. That's a day, that's the one day when Hashem Himself is involved in apologizing. Hashem Himself expresses His regret for something that He did that He feels bad about. כביכול, ואומר השם says, הביאו עליי כפרה על שמיעתתי הסיורך. השם says to the Jewish people, on Rosh Chodesh, you bring a special sacrifice on my behalf for the fact that I did something to the moon that I feel bad about. I lessened the moon. I lowered the light of the moon. The Gemara tells the whole story. They first started out as equals, and then the moon said, can't have two guys sharing one crown. Hashem said, okay, then you shrink. You go down. The moon said, what do you mean? Just because I asked the question? Hashem said, you know what? You're right. You're right. So here's the stars. The moon said, so what? And they went through a bunch of so whats, and then finally the Hashem said, you know what? You're right. And to prove you're right, to show my sincere regret and apology, the Jews are going to bring a special sacrifice on your day, on the new moon, Rosh Chodesh, to sort of express my regret and to beg forgiveness, that Hashem is begging forgiveness and expressing regret for what he did to the moon. So Hashem chose that day as Rosh Hashanah. We mentioned this many times. This is what gives us the most unbelievable opening for us to show our faces in front of Hashem and to express our regret and our apology for what we did wrong, you know, and beg forgiveness. Because we mentioned usually when two parties get into a fight and, you know, each one does things to the other one, one of the most difficult things that most people find in life is to say, I'm sorry. To acknowledge that I was wrong. That's one of the most difficult things in the world. And usually what makes it most difficult is if the other side is not going to say, I'm sorry. If I'm going to say, I'm sorry, and it's going to mean that they're right, I'll kill myself. I'd rather die than let them think that they were right and I was wrong. Many, many people think that way and feel that way and live that way. So therefore, the Torah says one of the most incredible things a Jew can possibly do in that situation where they had an altercation with somebody else and they know that they're right. How do they know they're right? Not because they say so. Because they asked 1,000 people, 1,000 rabbis and business, and everybody says, in this situation, you are definitely right. The other person was wrong. But now what do we do? How in the world do we make it possible for that other person to apologize when we know that that's one of the most difficult things? You know what you have to do now? Mr. Right, you who are 100% right, you know what you have to do? You have to find something to apologize for. You have to go over to this other person who was 100% wrong and tell them, you know, I thought about what happened and I realize that there's something that I really, really shouldn't have done. Or I could have done something differently and it would have avoided this whole disagreement. I realize that if I really would have wanted to, I could have avoided this whole problem. And the minute the person does that, they create an opening for the other person. Now it's much easier and less embarrassing and less insulting for the other side to come forward and say, if your apology is, then I'll apologize, you know. So Hashem has chosen the day of judgment for Klal Yisrael to be Rosh Chodesh, which is the one day when Hashem is coming forward with an apology. If Hashem is apologizing, which Jew can say, I'm too embarrassed to apologize, I'm too embarrassed, you're crazy? Hashem, the ultimate perfection, is declaring himself as imperfect. This is the best opening in the world for us to come forward and recognize our imperfections and be able to express it. This is, Rabbi Nizal goes on to say that, this is what the Pasuk says, Levescho no'avo kodesh, Hashem lo'orech yomim, ki Hashem yisporach mole rachmim, Hashem is full of kindness, ki hu mekoymoi shaloylam, because Hashem is the ballpark of the world. Hashem is the place of the entire world. Everyone is inside of Hashem, within Hashem. Nobody can say, how can Hashem judge me? He doesn't know where I'm at. You better believe he knows it. You're inside of Hashem. Hashem knows everybody's place. He knows exactly where I'm at. Ki afal pi shemotzinu b'mekoymois, Shahoya behem hashroas hashchina, kegoyim bebei samikdosh. Because, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain there, even though we find that in places where the Torah tells us that Hashem put himself inside that place, kegoyim bebei samikdosh, that the Beis Mikdash was a place where Hashem said, I will reside in the Beis Hamikdash, Ein HaKavono Shenes Tzamseim Shem HaLekusi Yisbor HaYichon, that does not mean that Hashem shrunk himself and put all of himself inside the Beis Hamikdash. There's no such thing. Kamo Shomar Shlomo, as Shlomo HaMelech said very clearly in Melochim Aleph Posik Ches, Hein HaShomayim Ushmei HaShomayim Lo Yichal Kelucha, the heavens and the uppermost heavens cannot contain you, Hashem. Nothing can contain Hashem. Rak machmas shohoyu dvor sham dvorim noim. It's only because there were some beautiful, gorgeous things in the Beis Hamikdash, special things. Ki bebeis hamikdash hoyu tziura duvde debereishis v'tziura de ganeden. Because the Zohar Kodesh tells us that the different kalim in the Beis Hamikdash, the mizbeach and the menorah and this, all reflected the creation of the world. They were actually like a video display of how Hashem created the world. And also, they were also a display of what Gan Eden looks like and is all about. So therefore, the Beis Hamikdash was the ultimate in spirituality. It wasn't just those physical vessels that you saw there. Those physical vessels were representative of the creation of the world, of Gan Eden, all kinds of unbelievable high-level spiritual things. Al Kain, and therefore, Himshich L'Sham Kedushas Yisborach, Hashem drew His holiness into that building. Aval Hu Yisborach, Ein Ha'Oila Mekoy Moy, but Hashem, the world is not His place. He's the place of the world. And that's why Hashem is qualified to make Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment, because Hashem fulfills the rule of not judging a person until you're in that person's place. Hashem is in everybody's place. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, that in your house, Hashem, there was no avokodesh, there were these beautiful holy things. Hainu Hashem Yisborach Himshich Rak Kiddushos Eil Beis Mikdash, meaning that Hashem shone His holiness into the Beis Hamikdash, Machmas Shehoyu Sham Dvorim Noim, because of Noavo, because there were beautiful things in there, therefore Hashem shipped some of His holiness into the Beis Hamikdash. Aval Hu Yisborach Biatzmoy, whereas Hashem Himself, the essence of Hashem, Ein Ha'Oila Mekoymoy, the world is not Hashem's domain, rak hu mekoymoy shel olam. Rather, Hashem is the domain of the world. V'al kein, and therefore, the pasuk continues, Hashem lo'orech yomim. Hashem is qualified to make the long day. Rosh Hashanah is called yoyma arichta. Haynu shehu yisporach yochay lasis Rosh Hashanah, shehu yoyma arichta kanal. Hashem is qualified to make Rosh Hashanah, which is referred to as the long day, the 2 days. Ki mi she'oicheis bebechinas kisei hakovod, because one who is attached to the throne of glory, bechinas sharoshei haneshamos, he's attached to the roots of all the souls, hu gam kein bechinas mekoymoy shel olam. He is also the place of the world. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there that the true tzaddik, the tzaddik emes, the tzaddik ador, is also qualified, kaviyocha, like Hashem, to make Rosh Hashanah. Because by his grabbing onto the throne of Hashem, by his being attached to the Sharoshi Neshamas Yisrael, to the roots of all the souls of the Jewish people, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'kisei kovoid yanchilein, ki lahashem mitzukei oretz, Vayoshes of Aleim Tevel. That pasuk shows that the throne of Hashem represents the place of the entire world. היינו על ידי בחינס כיסי הכבוד, על ידי זה הוא מקוימוי של עולם. By a person being connected totally to the כיסי הכבוד, that person becomes this מקוימוי של עולם, בחינס ויושס עליהם תבל, ועל כן הוא יוכל לעשות ראש השנה. And therefore that tzaddik is qualified to lead a Rosh Hashanah. Kanal, as we mentioned before. Va'ayin shom heitev kol zeh. Study all of this very, very well over there in Likut Imran, because what we said here in one page, over there it's 10 pages, 15 pages. Every line here is a page being explained very, very thoroughly, and this is the foundation on which Rav Nosson Zal is going to build this halacha now. He's going to explain the mitzvah of tzitzis and yitzias mitzrayim. He's going to show incredible connections, how tzitzis is connected to every single... In that chapter in the Kutumran, there are 30 buttons. With the mitzvah tzitzis, you're pushing all 30 of those buttons. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the parallel between the performance of the mitzvah tzitzis and every single issue that Rav Nosson mentioned over there in the Kutumran. And then he's going to go on to touch on one of the stories in Sipurei Maaseis. It's Hashem. We have special things coming.